This is 15 Minutes of Misery.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Hello and welcome to one of England's traditional old tower blocks, Elderbury House, Major Estate, Woodland Avenue, just off the High Street. Recently we've been overrun by tourists who can't resist its oldie-worldy, cosy, cottagey, roasty, toasty feel. That's why Americans come here, to touch old things. They don't like the food, the beer, the weather, they're just old stuff. Because back in America, their stuff isn't old enough and they're not prepared to wait. No. They want old stuff and they want it now! Hut, hut! So I've decided to capitalise on this by turning my flat into a bed and breakfast. I've changed the name to Elderbury Cottage. I bought 2 tonnes of Romanian cornflakes and the tiniest glasses in the world for orange juice. If you hear any strange noises, don't be alarmed, it's only the neighbours. That'll be Mr. Reed in flat 12. Very sad, agoraphobic with a model aeroplane. But that is the great thing about a tower block. So many lives and stories going on under one flat roof. And with the help of my plumber, Hot Bob, who hid microphones throughout the block, we can listen to any flat we want by using a machine called the Bugger King. You see... nothing to do with meat or sex, you know, bugging. All you do is tap in the number of the flat. On its dial, flat 9.
Oh, I hate filling in these forms. Have you had a serious illness? No. Are you taking medication? No. No. There's no limit. Oh, Jiminy, I've done it again. I don't believe it. Where's the phone? Hello, is that the Performing Rights Society? Yes. Hello, Janet, how's the leg? Oh, is it? And how are yours? Oh, good. Yeah, I've just been singing No Limits by 2 Unlimited. How much do I owe you in royalties?
It's a very risky thing to sing, There's No Limits, because there obviously were quite strict limits. Get to number one, disappear from the face of the earth. Pop stars should be very careful what they sing. Like, remember Yaz, the only way is up? Wasn't it, was it? One hit, never heard of her again. Serves her right, cocky bitch. D-Ream, things can only get better. Oh, no, they can't, lads. That's your lot, back the sausage factory. I better check up on Hot Bob. Oi, Bob, how's the plumbing going?
Well, I wouldn't like to say, unfortunately, in situations like this, delivering an accurate prognosis requires more enthusiasm than genuine technical acumen. Yeah, would you like some marijuana?
No. Of course not, it's illegal. What do you think I am, some kind of bandit?
Yeah, well, suit yourself. I find it helps me forget the pain of,
Yeah? Let's try another flat, 73.
Oi, Paulie! Where's my f***ing vest? I can't find any of my f***ing clothes in this f***ing flat. And what is that f***ing noise?
What noise?
That beeping noise.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, some stupid beeping noise. Doing my head in. There he is again. What the f***ing going on?
It's probably the smoke alarm.
Of course it's not the f***ing smoke alarm. There's no f***ing smoke, is there? What the f*** is it? I can't have this. I've got my mates coming round late. Now what the f*** is that? I look like a right
Oh, I tell you what, if it wasn't for that beeping noise, he'd be quite offensive. He should try some other words, like... Oh, I didn't know that was banned. What about flip? Oh, that's all right. Flip's okay. And it does the job, doesn't it? Flip, flipping hell, it's flipped. Flip off, you mother flipper. Stuff like that. Let's try another flat.
Do you have a nice holiday then, Brian?
Oh, it was fabulous. Yeah. Boiling hot, lovely hotel, and the food was fabulous. They had this buffet, right? Mm. Every day, fresh prawns, all done in their shells. Chicken, ham, turkey, those little crab things with egg on them, you know. Whole salmon. Oh, loads of salad, but they have to these days. Yeah. Little pieces of pineapple, all cut up into chunks. Yeah. It was one of the best buffets I've ever had. Here, have a look at the photos.
Cool. Look at all them prawns.
Fabulous, isn't it? And that's every day, that is. They put that out every day.
What about breakfast?
You sit there. I'll get the video.
Hey, is this the Elderberry College Bed and Breakfast Hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking for a room.
Well, you can sleep on the sofa, 20 quid a night. Breakfast is served at 2:30 in the afternoon, Monday to Friday. 5 p.m. at the weekends. Hot water is free. You have to pay £1 for the plug. No dogs. I'm not tucking him in. And make sure he don't get on my nerves. Do you want it?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, honey. It's so old.
Okay, just for one night.
All right. I'll clear the sofa.
Hey, we're from New York.
Well done. Did you have a nice journey?
I did, but George finds traveling traumatic. It reminds him of his journeys to school. He was classified as a slow learner.
Yeah. Can we have some clean towels? I'd like to freshen up.
Nah.
What? In the States, you always get fresh towels.
You should have stayed there, then. This is Southeast London. We use the curtains.
George is obsessed with cleanliness. In his simple mind, it provides him with the self-esteem he lacks due to his bizarre penis.
Okay. We were planning on doing a little sightseeing. You got any advice?
Yeah, well, Madame Tussauds is shit. You like that?
What about the Tower of London?
That's rubbish. But the Tower of London is excellent. It's hanging over a balcony in Hammersmith. And if you're going out round here, be a bit careful. It's a bit dodgy.
But don't you worry, buddy. We're from the Bronx.
Yeah, so is Woody Allen. That's interesting, because there are elephants that have evolved in Africa which have no tusks, so they're worthless to poachers. And a lot of tigers these days are made of a very cheap Axminster. Unfortunately for the chicken, becoming tasteless hasn't put anyone off. They need to be a bit more radical. You know, they should become jazz chickens, not free range, free form. Improvised chickens that mutate in front of your eyes. 1 minute, you've got a normal chicken, then ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wah! It's got 8 buttocks, a horn and a monocle. Then ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wah! It's just a steaming blue cube. You know, because all the farmers, they'd be freaked. You can't farm jazz chickens. They won't farm. They're crazy. They're hit. They're breaking away from that whole rigid poultry format. They're totally out there. Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wah! It's like a donut with a beak. It's blurring the lines. Creating a whole new sense of chicken nests. Ba-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wah! Man, that chicken is long! I'm quite excited by the idea of jazz chickens because it would wipe out the Kentucky Fried Chicken empire overnight. I hate that stuff. How can you eat something that is served in a bucket? They obviously think a lot of their customers, don't they? I mean, at least dogs get a bowl. And if you were around someone's house for a meal and they said, there's your dinner, it's in that bucket over there. You wouldn't go back, would you? You don't put food in a bucket, you put nails and dung. They just opened a 24-hour drive-thru around the corner. I mean, who wants to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken at 6 o'clock in the morning, apart from junkies and fat people that can't sleep? I'm going to have a listen to Nigel the Hippie. He makes relaxation tapes, flat 61.
Deep breath and slowly out. Starting with your toes, feel your muscles relaxing. Think of a clear bowl of water. You're floating across it. Imagine all the fish nibbling at the hairs on your thighs. Feel the sun on your body. Warm. But watch out for skin cancer. Slowly.
I've just started a new type of therapy. It's called Dickens therapy. What if someone tells you their problems, and then you explain to them that how insignificant their troubles are compared to those of a 19th century orphan? Then you have a lovely big pudding and everything seems much better. I'm a bit worried about those Yanks. They're not back yet. They're probably still queuing for Madame Tussauds. It takes days to get in now. It's actually quicker to become famous and wait till they do a waxwork. My granddad queued up for 6 hours, went right round Madame Tussauds, didn't recognise anybody. You couldn't believe it. No Tommy Trinder, Barnes Wallace. Where was Ambrose, the famous band leader? My favourite attraction is the London Dungeon. It's a sort of light-hearted look at the world of torture.
India was just incredible. It's a real shock at first because it's so, like, untidied up.
Right.
It's not dirty. It's just that they're not as horrified by dirt as we are in the West. Like, we try to get rid of the dirt, whereas they accept the dirt and try to live alongside it in harmony. But spiritually, they're much tidier than we are.
Right.
It's so exhilarating, you know, to be in a country where you could be killed by a tiger or a salad.
I went to a pub the other day and I had a sign up saying no travellers. How are you supposed to get there then? Of course, no travellers actually means no gypsies, but they can't write that because it's racist and difficult to spell.
See, the doctor's here.
What do I want our doctor for?
Hello, Mr. Fuller. Could you do some swearing for me?
All right, then.
Yes. I think you're suffering from self-editing disease. Have you tried swearing after the 9 o'clock watershed?
Of course I have. What do you think I am, some kind of...
Oh, Doctor, help us. I can't stand it any longer.
The only thing I can suggest is that you learn Spanish, swear in that, then get an interpreter to tone it down.
Oh!
Howdy, partners. Do you all have a nice day?
No, your city stinks, the subway's filthy, the people are rude, the weather sucks. You can't even use the bathroom unless you buy a drink. You buy a donut here, they don't use tongs.
I'm so sorry.
The food's lousy.
Well, I told you, don't eat what the locals eat.
Well, this country's no better than some two-bit banana republic.
You're right, and we haven't even got bananas.
I don't know why we came here.
Neither do I, it's rubbish.
It's the worst vacation I ever had.
Of course it is.
I'm never coming back.
Good for you.
This country's a disgrace.
You're right.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
We are.
I'm going to write the Time magazine.
Good idea, tell your friends as well.
I'm leaving.
Hooray! We don't care!
Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.